Hi, this is a dictation for Lisa Hampton, LISA HAMPTON, Data Services, 1-6-2025. Date of birth is 1-9-1976. Date of accident is 7-15-2024. The patient is here for an evaluation today. Initially, she was involved in this accident where she was a resident driver and was hit on a T-bone passenger side in the more into the front at a moderately high speed, leading to headache, neck whiplash, some TBI symptoms like lack of focus, nausea, dizziness, but nothing more than that. However, the patient started having severe torticollis in the left side of the neck with severe spasm of the entire trapezius and quadratus lumbar muscle on the left side with various trigger points. Severe pain in the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder and left hip area was reported along with chest pain on the left lower side. There was some decreased breath sounds, but she has improved in that area. She had some headaches to the frontal part of the head, which are slightly better than before, but still they are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, but less frequent. The pain in the shoulder, neck, and the lower back is reported to be between 8 and 10. And patient has is requesting an injection to the shoulder area, that as this brings out tremendous relief to her. She has done 3 sets of it before. Currently, she is seeing an orthopedic surgeon who has requested to continue the physical therapy at its highest pace along with chiropractic treatment to release some of the spasm that patient has so that she can be operated. Currently, she is awaiting a surgery to her torn supraspinal tendon. At this time, patient has a pain which varies from 5 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. 40% relief is reported by the patient so far in all the symptoms of neck, lower back pain, left shoulder pain. She was working as a biller, but currently she is off work as she cannot focus and concentrate. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues for the substance abuse and compliance history. And other than that, the patient, the physical examination is blood pressure 138 over 102, pulse is 96, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of November 25, 2024. Dictation number is 1202-027 and 032. Plan is to continue the medications, which is Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Elevel 50 mg at night for GAD disorders, sleep and pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety panic disorder that she is experiencing. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pain and pain that she is experiencing in headache. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Physical therapy does continue 2 times a week for the affected areas with traction massage and other mechanisms. Yoga and home exercises has been advised. Neck traction has been advised. Home massage. She remains disabled for work, housework replacement, and attended care for 8 hours, 7 days was advised to the patient as she is unable to move her neck at all. And it is almost frozen with frozen shoulder. Transportation has been checked. Her family is helping her at this time. Her drug screen was ordered and was found to be normal. Maps were also ordered and they were found to be normal. And the patient is being advised to get injections to the supraspinal tendon on the left side, infraspinal tendon on the left side, and trapezius muscle in the cervical fiber and thoracic fiber. Total 4 trigger point injection in this area has been provided. The procedure note will be as follows. The indication for the procedure are the history of the accident which happened on 7-15-2024 leading to frozen shoulder and torticollis of the neck that has not been resolved despite all the physical therapy. Multiple trigger points are noticed in the left trapezius at the cervical fiber and the thoracic fibers. Severe spasm of the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum has been found. In addition, patient has a complete tear of supraspinal tendon on the left side. 80% and in first line standard prevention, which is why the injections are being given. The injections should resolve the pain and improve the ADL and hopefully decrease the need for surgery. The injections to the supraspinous tendon and the infraspinal tendons on the left side are done according to protocol. 5 cc's of dexamethasone and Markin was used, 0.5%. Trapezius muscle trigger points, total 4 injections were provided, 3 cc's of dexamethasone with Markin to the most tender reproducible area where the pain was pointed out by the patient and felt on palpation. Patient reported complete relief of the pain and was discharged. Thank you.
Okay, I want to introduce something.